September 24, clouds will pass. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. Proverbs 15:13. Sorrow comes and goes. It is the lot of man. We should not seek to magnify it, but rather dwell upon that which is bright and pleasant. When winter spreads its icy covering over the earth, we do not let our gladness freeze up with the flowers and brooks and continually mourn because of the dismal days and the chilling winds. On the other hand, we reach forward in imagination to the coming summer with its warmth and life and beauty. Meanwhile, we enjoy all the sunshine that comes to us and find much comfort in spite of the cold and snow while we are waiting for nature to put on her fresh, bright garments of rejoicing. Just now, a cloud has shut from our sight the bright rays of the sun, and we are left in the shadow. Should we fret and repine because of this and forget everything else that is bright and lovely around us? No, we should forget the cloud and remember that the sun is not blotted out, but has only veiled its face for a moment, to shine forth again in greater apparent brightness and to be prized and enjoyed more highly than if it had never been hidden. God is not pleased to have us pass our lives in despondency and gloom, magnifying every trouble that visits us. By so doing, we not only make ourselves miserable, but cloud the happiness of those around us. We should not search out and linger over the dark shadows in our life experience, but rather open our eyes and arouse our senses to see and appreciate the many blessings surrounding us, which should make us not only grateful, but very happy. It is God's will that we should be cheerful. He would have us open our hearts to the sunbeams of heaven. He would have our spirits mellowed by His love and goodness, apparent in our own lives and in the things of nature surrounding us. Those who are brought in contact with us are affected for good or evil by our words and actions. We are unconsciously diffusing the fragrance of our character upon the moral atmosphere surrounding us, or we are poisoning that atmosphere by thoughts, words, and deeds which have a deleterious influence.